We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost. My turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
What a great Sunday for college basketball. Actually, what a great Sunday for college sports in general. It was neat to see, even pre-March Madness, though we are now into March. What? I actually did a show already in March. I wasn't here with you on Thursday night into Friday morning because I was hosting on Friday afternoon here on CBS Sports Radio. And so, yes, I already did have one show in March, but this is our first show together in the month of March. And I would say the madness has already begun to infiltrate our weekends. And it's coming up. It's coming up quickly. We've got what is a Selection Sunday now, just 2 weeks away. So time to start getting ready. No. You can't print brackets yet, but make your plans. I will just admit, I'll confess, that the Hubs wanted to do potentially a road trip that weekend of the four days in a row where we have 64 teams down to 16 teams. Because we are doing monthly road trips on weekends, and he picked that weekend. And I felt badly, but I had to tell him, we're going to need to pick a different weekend because that is one of the biggest weekends in college sports every year. And I don't know whether I can get him as fired up about it as I am and as many of you are. But I'm going to try because it's so much fun when we finally get to those Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday games and the brackets and everyone's brackets getting blasted and busted and broken and bruised and battered. It's coming. And Sunday was already a good tease for that. With conference tournaments now on the horizon. In fact, for women's conference tournaments, they start in the next couple of days, which is awesome. All over the country. Catch it, college hoops fever. But actually, a big storyline coming out of college softball as well. So want to make sure we mention that because even though we're still a couple months away from Women's College World Series and College World Series, I know a lot of you are big into those events as well. And we've got, anytime you have a dynasty, you've got people who want to see that dynasty fall. And then you've got a greater investment by fans. They just get to know the teams a little better because we all love winners here in the United States of America. That's what Caitlin Clark is. That's what Iowa women's basketball has become, a winner. And she handles the spotlight so smoothly, so humbly. I am really impressed with her the more that I hear from her, not the basketball on the court, that'll blow you away. And it's not just the fact that she can shoot anywhere in the building, right? She can knock down a shot a la Steph Curry from half court or beyond that half court line. and it's smooth as butter. Well, butter that's been sitting out, which actually my favorite. I really enjoy pulling the butter out of the fridge and letting it sit and soften a little bit. Then it's really smooth. But Caitlin Clark has got all the tools, all the skills on the court. The part that stands out to me, the more I hear from her, is how she talks, how she represents herself and the Hawkeyes and women's basketball. And beyond that, even the sport itself, the way that she is constantly flashing that megawatt smile, you can tell how much fun she has. You can see the joy in playing the game, but also the love and the appreciation she has for her teammates, as well as for the fans who pack the house. And they did it again in Iowa City on Sunday, a nationally televised game. I've told you guys before, the way that I know a story has transcended the sports world and become mainstream is if my mom knows about it. Now, granted, mom has been listening to me talk about Caitlin Clark. And in fact, she was tuned in, on YouTube, no less, watching me. My family was sending me comments and feedback to what the show looked like on YouTube, on our CBS Sports Radio YouTube channel. Anyway, that's neither here nor there what mom thinks of my hair. But she did hear me talk about Caitlin Clark and about the impact on women's basketball and just the impact on the college game. And she decided she wanted to watch the game on Sunday. And she sends me a text. We've got it. We're watching it. Iowa and Ohio State. And I thought maybe I had the start time wrong. No, she was watching pregame. She was already into it on Fox Sports. So congratulations to Caitlin for wrapping my mom into and corralling many sports fans into this run of hers. And sure, it's history. But it's not just history. It's fun basketball. It's enjoyable to watch, especially with a crowd as electric as the one that they had in Iowa City on Sunday. Now, coming up in 30 minutes, a half hour from now, we will head to Iowa because we want to get the perspective of a reporter who was there on the court, on the scene for what was this event. It definitely was an event, appointment TV. But an event that was attracting people from all walks of life, entertainment and music, of course, basketball, but that's not it. And also the tickets for what was Iowa's senior day. And Caitlin was involved in that because she has announced that she will forego a last year of eligibility that she has because of her COVID year. So she was a freshman during the COVID year when basketball shut down and when the tournament was canceled. And she decided she could have one more year of eligibility, but she decided that she would skip it and she will depart after this season. She'll enter the draft. And so she was part of the senior day festivities as well there in Iowa City. But the buildup and the buzz was about how quickly she could score the 18 points and how quickly she could reel in Pete Maravich. And I hesitate to call this a record because women's basketball and men's basketball don't keep combined records. Okay, so I understand why it's okay to call her the all-time scoring leader in college basketball. And the fact that she's had more points at the Division I level than any other player who ever played the game. I mean, that's incredible. But in terms of it being a record, well, she's extending her own record in women's college basketball. Again, they don't keep combined records. It's not like when Pete Maravich scored more points than all the women in the game before him that he was given accolades for that. But she is the all-time scoring leader in Division I college basketball, and that deserves to be recognized. And boy, it was a countdown.
Approaching 6 minutes left to go in the first. Here's Clark, fires a deep three left wing. There it is, not far from where she hit the record winner. The NCAA scoring record for women's basketball. Now 16 away. And it's all her. Quickly across the timeline. Pate, bounce pass in the corner to Marshall. She's on the left wing. Clark comes off a screen, fires a three-pointer. Left wing, count it. A three by Caitlin Clark. She has six.
Clark hits it back from Stalky. Three. Swish. Right at the top of the key. Clark so good coming off those screens. And now Clark will try to answer for three and does right at the top of the key. 12 on four threes for Caitlin Clark.
That's the call on Learfield IMG. And not only was there a countdown on the TV screen, so you knew exactly how many points she had to pass Pete Maravich, but you also could feel the energy, this wave through the building with the fans every time she took a shot. And with, I don't know exactly how much time left, I think it was inside a minute to go in the first half, she did take a deep three. And it felt like the entire crowd, not to mention fans across America, were holding their collective breath. It actually didn't happen that way. Instead, she ends up on the free throw line with under a second to go in the first half.
So Clark, now with 17, is the record setter, going to be on a free throw. It is another chart topper for Caitlin Clark as she passes Pete Maravich as the all-time scoring leader, men or women, in NCAA history.
We have witnessed history, Rob. This is a moment. This is a moment.
It is yet another moment in what has been a decorated, illustrious career of Caitlin Clark, and it's not even close to being over. Big Ten tournament on the horizon, as well as the NCAA tournament. And if you're joining this Iowa basketball bandwagon late, well, welcome to the party. But they did make the national championship game last year against LSU, actually taking out South Carolina, who had an incredible run and was the defending national champion at the time. Awesome. Congratulations to Caitlin for a career that continues to dazzle. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you had a great weekend. I have a couple of experiences to share with you. I think a couple that will make you laugh, and we'll get to those coming up. But it's our Super Sunday in college sports. A lot of cool stories coming out of the college ranks, as well as the combine that continued in Indianapolis. So there are more college students that are making headlines. One for sure, I know, caught your eye and your ear. If you are true to form, as our After Hours audience, and so we'll get to that. Plenty of quarterback chatter, of course, with the top prospects speaking on Friday. And since I already hosted on Friday afternoon, I've heard a lot of their audio. Some of the stuff that got thrown at Caleb Williams was astounding. Astounding. I still can't get over it. So we'll get to combine, as well as maybe a couple of clues about what teams in the top 10 in the NFL draft will be doing with their picks or not doing with their picks. There's a lot that we want to talk about on this edition of the show. Please find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also check out our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then we've got the YouTube channel. We're going to get a brand new video up on YouTube before Selection Sunday. That is my promise to you. So we will do that. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So again, you hear it on Learfield IMG. Caitlin Clark passes Pete Maravich for the most points ever in Division I college basketball, 18 of those coming in the first half. More importantly, at least for the Hawkeyes, is the fact that she finished with 35 and Iowa avenged an earlier loss to Ohio State. By the way, I was ranked number 2 in the country heading into this game in Iowa City on Sunday. Those are the top 2 seats for the upcoming Big Ten tournament. So there is a bigger picture here, if you will. And I can imagine there's some relief that, well, it worked out perfectly, did it not? That she was able to pass Pete at home. No, it wasn't orchestrated. She was able to do it at home on senior night with a crowd that featured not just celebrities, but people who forked out, in some cases, $5,000 to be in the building, if you can believe that. What did we hear about the Super Bowl and the tickets that on the last day, last second tickets, you couldn't get into Allegiant Stadium for under 10 grand unless you were uber lucky? Well, think about it. $5,000 for a women's college basketball game and not even a tournament game. And that's phenomenal. It really does speak to her star power, number one, but not just that. Speaks to the impact that she's had on college basketball in that this was the biggest story over the weekend by far. And so, again, we'll talk about it. We'll head to Iowa City following the update at the bottom of the hour. But, of course, everyone wants to hear from Caitlin. A lot of post-game reaction from her as well as from her teammates and her coaches. But the day had to feel overwhelming at times.
It's been a lot, but this is what's so fun and so special. And, like, this is what we've built here. And these are the moments you dream of. And, you know, obviously our fans were incredible. It kind of feels like you're living in a little bit of delusion because this is just so awesome. And to celebrate our seniors and, you know, four other people that have meant so much to me and given so much to this program, it's really awesome. And I felt like we played a very dominant basketball game. It felt like we were in control of the game the entire time. Even when they made shots, we always had an answer. I thought we handled their press well. You know, I thought we just played a really good, complete basketball game. Obviously, there's always ways we can improve, but it's special, obviously, with the people in the building, the fans that we have, college game day being here, being sold out, it being senior night. There's a lot to manage from all different areas, but I think our group is pretty mature in that area, and, you know, we've kind of balanced it for the last couple of years, and it seemed to give us energy more than anything.
She's such a good ambassador, and I'm very thankful for that, but for us to have Maya Moore here and Lynette Woodard, are you kidding? You know, Maya Moore was the person that shook Caitlin's hand when Caitlin was little. And it's just that kind of pass it along, right? Because now Caitlin's that person like Maya Moore that can do that for other people. So I love that. I used to call her Ponytail Pete when she was a little kid, and now she has the record. It's ironic, you know, and I'm just so happy for Caitlin.
Yeah, really neat to see some of the women that Caitlin idolized, Maya Moore being one of those. So Maya was there sitting with Jake from State Farm, of all people. But Maya, the UConn legend, who then went on to star for the Minnesota Lynx in the WNBA, as well as a bunch of other celebrities. And we'll ask our guest about that at the bottom of the hour. But there are some really neat photos of the moment when Maya Moore showed up at the Iowa locker room, and she and Caitlin Clark had their first meeting and an embrace and incredible smiles. Man, so cool for Caitlin.
I was just a young girl, and that's why I loved women's basketball. It was because of her and how good the Lynx were, and obviously a lot of other people as well. But I wanted to be just like her. I thought I was going to go to UConn when I was growing up, but obviously that's not what happened. But you know, and then obviously for her to be here and surprise me was pretty special. And I felt like I was that young girl again. And it's crazy how life can come full circle. And I think more than anything, like, she's just such a great role model, a great person, not only a great basketball player.
How cool is that? Because Caitlin Clark ultimately is a 22-year-old, right? She's not LeBron James. She hasn't played two decades in pro hoops. And yet she's polished. And she's authentic, and she's genuine, and she's damn good. And what did Sabrina Ionescu say a couple of weeks ago at the NBA All-Star festivities, where she and Steph Curry were doing the kind of their special three-point shootout? If you can shoot, you can shoot. And I kind of paraphrase that and say, if you can play, you can play. And it doesn't matter the gender. Again, this is not an official record. The NCAA doesn't keep combined women's and men's basketball records, but it is still significant that she has continued to bypass some of the greats and that she gives tribute to them as well. I mean, she really is a student of history. Both she and her coach, Lisa Bluder, continue to look back and talk about some of the other stars along the way, like Lynette Woodard, the Kansas superstar who was there in the building. Really cool. And so we'll hear more from Caitlin as well as some of her teammates. Obviously, the reaction around college basketball and around the sports world was pretty incredible. If you haven't seen some of the tweets out there, maybe we can throw a few up on our show Twitter after hours, CBS. It was awesome. It was an awesome buzz inside the building, and the sports world paused to watch Caitlin Clark and her assault on history. And she's not done. Thanks so much for hanging out with us a Sunday night into a Monday, start of a new.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now, no purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18 plus. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 615-24. Void where prohibited.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit Instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car in Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Work week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This is special. I don't know if you guys realize what you're doing for women's basketball and women's sports in general, but you're changing it. You're helping us change it. So seriously, from the bottom of my heart, from all of us, we thank you so much. And I just feel really grateful to be here. And I've put on an Iowa jersey for 4 years. But I think just reflecting back over my 4 years is just, I'm very grateful starting and playing in front of absolutely no one during COVID. And then obviously my sophomore year, we had good crowds. The curtains were down a lot of the games. And now it's impossible to get a ticket to get in the door to our game. So, yeah. These people are my best friends, and like, that's not for show. Like, I seriously know, like, I'm not me without all of them, and they've had my back, and they do a lot of dirty work for me to be able to have the fun and take crazy shots, and they hold me accountable, but more than anything, like, they're my best friends off the court, and I think that's why we thrive on the court and have so much fun together, and more than anything, I know these girls are going to be my best friends for the rest of my life, and really, that's all that matters to me. I don't really care if we win another game. It's just having these people in my life for forever.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What's not to like? Caitlin Clark handles herself and her business so well. But if you watch the first half as she was reeling in Pete Maravich and passing him for the most points in Division I college basketball history, what does she do? She passes to her teammates. In the first quarter, she had more assists in breakaways. So we're talking about her teammates who recognize that Caitlin has her head up and can see down the court and will find them with a pass, a lead pass on a breakaway so that they can score instead of hogging the ball so that she can have all the glory. That's not who she is, which makes her all the more appealing. So more assists than open looks in the first quarter, and she was patient and waited for the shots to come to her. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. From the Big Ten Network, Caitlin was celebrated as part of Senior Day at Iowa on Sunday because she will be departing for the WNBA when this season is done, whenever that happens to be. There was one down note to this Iowa win, which I'll talk about with our guest who will join us from Iowa City coming up in just a few minutes following the update, so we can kind of get the atmosphere and the scene set. Also, to see how the buzz around the Hawkeyes has grown. I actually wonder, when did the rest of the United States get Hawkeye fever? Right? When did we become so captivated with Caitlin Clark and with Hawkeye basketball? So we'll do that coming up. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And again, you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our show Twitter. That is our show Twitter. Our show Facebook page is what I meant to say. My brain already moving on to something else. Yeah, so the seniors were celebrated. Caitlin has the record in the first half. They end up then taking out Ohio State, which was a huge deal. The team aspect of the game reminded me a little bit. Now, don't get all wonky on me here. Reminded me a little bit of the way that the Golden State Warriors pass the ball. They share the basketball. As much as Caitlin is a huge star, superstar along the lines of a Steph Curry, what matters to her most is that they win. She's uber competitive, and it's kind of cool to hear her look back on that time when she was a little girl with a dream, and this is where that dream took her?
Like, honestly, if you would have told me that before my college career started, I would have laughed in your face and been like, no, you're insane. And like, I've always been able to score the ball, but I don't think people really understand how many amazing players have come before me and like been able to score the ball.
I love that perspective. How many incredible players, amazing players preceded her in college hoops, some of whom were in attendance on Sunday. And yet she's the one who now has more points to her credit, and still games to come, more points to her credit in major college basketball at the Division I level than anyone else in either men's or women's. But you can't call her simply a world-class scorer, right? She's not just someone who can shoot, though she can do that from pretty much anywhere on half court. Actually, probably behind the line as well. I wonder if she practices those like Steph does. Anyway, she's not just a shooter. She also distributes. She rebounds. She's got triple doubles in her career. And obviously, Iowa women's basketball is now one of the contenders for a championship.
Everything that's gone on the past couple weeks and even the past couple months, I feel like I'm so focused on helping this team win and be so great that it's like hard for me to wrap my head around everything that's going on. I think I'm just trying to soak in the moment. A record is a record. I don't want that to be the reason people remember me. I hope people remember me for the way I played with a smile on my face, my competitive fire. Sure, they can remember the wins, but also just like the fun me and my teammates had together. And I think like that's even the same for my teammates. Like, sure, we'll talk about great wins that we had and things like that, but it's all the other moments that mean the most to us, and I think the same should go for everyone else.
Seriously, when you hear her talk, you have to be even more impressed, and that's a tall order because of how well she plays, how much fun she has on the court, the smile that she talks about, the joy. She's generous with her time. She's constantly signing autographs or taking photos. And then in addition to that, she's humble, right? It's not all about her. Great role model for a lot of reasons. A great ambassador for basketball for a lot of reasons. But if you were drawing it up, you couldn't have come up with a better person, a better heart, a better perspective than what Caitlin has and how she's handled everything that comes with her superstardom. Straight ahead, we will head to Iowa and welcome a TV reporter and anchor who was on the court for this momentous occasion and has charted Caitlin Clark's career. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. Good to connect with you as we start a new work week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
So Clark.
Old man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, old man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring. Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus in furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John moisture-wicking underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Is the record setter going to be on a free throw? It is another chart topper for Caitlin Clark as she passes Pete Maravich as the all-time scoring leader, men or women, in NCAA history.
We have witnessed history, Rob. This is a moment. This is a moment.
She's always on me to get to the free throw line. Like, those are easy points. And, you know, we always want to get the other team in foul trouble. And I thought we did a good job of that today. They kind of battled foul trouble all day. And, but yeah, she's probably just glad I'm getting free easy points for us.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Caitlin Clark says her coach Lisa Bluter probably happy that she's not jacking up those deep heart pounding logo threes and instead just took the easy path to the free throw line. It was actually a techno foul that was assessed to Ohio State right before half. That's how Caitlin passed Pete Maravich and now has more points in major college basketball history than any other player, man or woman. And I think it's pretty awesome that it's a woman. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. We are pleased to welcome Chelsea Brown, who was there at the game on the court covering it for KCRG, and this is her beat now as a TV reporter. It's all the rage in Iowa and across the country. And Chelsea, it's great to have you. I'm excited about your perspective. What was the atmosphere like there on the court and the buzz on this incredible day for this awesome event?
Loud, energetic. I don't think the energy has left the building, probably let alone Iowa City at this point. But that is what this team and Caitlin Clark has done all season. They've sold out all of their home games. They are selling out all their road games. And if you think back to even how this season started, I mean, they packed a football stadium of over 55,000 fans to watch women's basketball. So I think even today, it's hard to just wrap your head around the magnitude that has become just Iowa women's basketball, Caitlin Clark. But to put it from even my perspective a little bit, the night that she broke Kelsey Plum's record against Michigan, which was just last month, there are about 150 media members. On Sunday, when she broke Pete Maravich's record, There were 300. It's insanity.
At what point do you feel like the country caught Caitlin Clark fever?
I think it was their run last year to the national championship game. Quite honestly, think that the country kind of fell in love with this Iowa women's basketball team. It was just so pure. They were so fun to watch on the court. I mean, the way that they moved the ball, they shared the ball, they have a superstar on their team. Quite honestly, last year, they gained so much attention, but this year, it is on a whole other level.
And how do you see not just Caitlin and Coach Lisa Bluder, but the rest of the team handle incredible attention? They are in the center ring of the circus.
They have so much poise. They talk about a lot their inner circle and how they kind of block out the noise. And that is so true. That's something that Coach Bluder has kind of preached throughout her and 10 years there, is just keeping everything within. And I think that has been the key to not only their success on the court, but then also just how they balance everything on the team. Obviously, Caitlin is a big, big name. But at the same time, Caitlin is the first person to attribute credit to her teammates. She likes to say that every time the light shines on her, it shines on the entire Iowa women's basketball team. And I think that's what you see right now.
And I love the fact that even in that first half, when we could see the countdown and we knew she was just 18 points away, she wasn't forcing shots. She wasn't trying to get her shot every time down the court. And she was content to pass to her teammates. You can tell that this is not just about Caitlin Clark. She doesn't want it to be just about her. No, it's about a team and it's about winning.
Right. And we were kind of all sitting there actually thinking too to ourselves, like, does she want to break it? Because she kept kind of feeding just these, you know, crisp passes to her teammates and they were sinking it. And it's like, well, if this is working, obviously she's not going to stop doing that. But then, of course, she did get her 18 before the half. But I just think that is Caitlin. That is her game. And not only does she, you know, make these logo threes, which are just incredible. They always say, you know, she's must-see TV. Maybe for the logo three, she's must-see TV to see how deep and how far she can hit it from. But I think when you see her passing in person, you kind of ask yourself, how did she do that? You know, how does she do that and do it so consistently as well?
Chelsea Brown is with us from Iowa City, and she's covering this Caitlin Clark phenomenon, as well as the Hawkeyes, who are top six in the country and come away with a huge win over Ohio State, who's number two. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, how big that win over the Buckeyes?
Oh, this is the kind of momentum that they're going to need. Obviously, avenging a loss against the Buckeyes. They fell in overtime against Ohio State in January, so you know that they wanted to kind of get over that hump, make sure, you know, we can do this, we can beat this team, especially heading into the Big Ten tournament, which is something that they have won the past two seasons. They truly do have a target on their back, even though they will be entering as the second seed, but that tournament is no easy feat to get through.
Caitlin has announced that she will be departing for the WNBA draft. It's got to feel like this is the perfect window for the Hawkeyes, considering the group that they put together and how different they will look a season from now.
Yes, very different. I think for so long there's been such a core group with Caitlin Clark and then Gabby Marshall and Kate Martin. You know, those are the starters from last year's national championship run, and then you had Monica Sinano and McKenna Warnock, who were big departures. And there are a lot of question marks on, you know, what this Hawkeye team would look like without McKenna and Monica. Well, you're seeing it. They're still doing very well. But this core group is just so special, and not just special because of how they've played together, but just how they've elevated this game, not only in Iowa, but across the country. They are phenomenal. Phenomenal role models, and this is what I think has kind of followed them and why these little girls are wanting to show up to their games with their signs, their handmade signs, and they're traveling from all over the world. I talked to so many girls. There were girls from Montana today. Aww. That made it out. There were girls from Utah that got on a plane at 3 a.m. to try and be there for this game. I mean, they are going through so many hoops to try and be there and try and see this team, and then obviously see Caitlin Clark.
3,685 career points now, the all-time Division I scoring leader in either men's or women's basketball. Who is Caitlin Clark when she's not on the court, though, Chelsea?
A normal 22-year-old college kid. I know that sounds very silly, but she is a very kind of lighthearted person. She's very fun. Her teammates always describe her as the goofy one, always cracking jokes. Just a couple weeks ago that, like, she's a 22-year-old kid who would love for her mom to come do her laundry some weekends and everything. She's very normal. She's very close with her family. But I just think that she knows she's a superstar. She understands the responsibility and the pressure that she has on herself. But it truly does not impact her as far as we can see.
Any thoughts on her departing for the WNBA draft, knowing that the Fever have the number one overall pick?
This is the time right now for the WNBA to truly take a superstar and try and elevate her as much as possible. Quite honestly, I've never seen it with any college athlete where you have a seven-story poster of yourself in downtown Iowa City for, you know, an advertisement campaign. It truly feels like the University of Iowa never says no. And they kind of ask themselves, what can we do next? Caitlin, being a Midwest girl, being from Iowa, Iowa is not that far from Indiana if she does go to the Fever. It is really time to capitalize on this moment and see how they can continuously take what she's done in the women's game in college and grow it at the professional level.
Chelsea Brown is with us from KCRG, where she's a sports reporter and a weekend anchor and has been on this women's basketball beat because it's the biggest thing in sports right now as Caitlin Clark has finally caught Pete Maravich. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Iowa has been known for its women's basketball for years. Lisa Bluder and Caitlin Clark, they talk about the tradition when they have the microphones in front of their faces. But this is a different type of attention. Why is Coach Bluder the right person to lead this team through all of this in a pursuit of a championship, but of course all the attention?
You're talking about an Iowa girl. She knows exactly how it feels to be Caitlin, to have a dream. She even said today that she always had a dream that her staff would fill Carver Hawkeye Arena with fans. You know, did she think that it was going to reach this scale? Maybe not, but at the same time, Lisa is Iowa, she, you know, through and through. And so why not? Why not have a person like her who is, too, such a great role model? She always says that she wants to inspire these women to do whatever they want to do in their lives, but she uses basketball for them to get there and for them to understand how they can get there.
Any update on Molly Davis, who got hurt in the first half?
Yeah, unfortunately, Coach Bluder said, say some prayers today. It does look like a knee injury. It did not look good from my viewpoint, and Molly's a very, very tough player. She's battled some injuries throughout her career, so I think the best thing that any Iowa fan right now is to say some prayers as we wait to see what her results will be.
Iowa's obviously one of the top teams in the country. What's the weakness or the Achilles heel for this team as they do pursue a championship?
I think sometimes when they don't share the ball, that's kind of when things seem to drop off maybe a little bit. Oftentimes when, you know, Caitlin's getting face guarded or something, they have to adjust. And when they adjust and when other players are contributing, other players are assisting, making buckets, you know, they're moving the ball, that's when they play their best, when they are kind of shut down in that regard. I think that's led to some of their losses this season. And even going back to their Ohio State loss in January, they just kind of let it up. You know, they were up by double digits and just let it up. Yes, of course, there are going to be runs to every basketball game. But at the same time, you can't let that get too deep and let that get in your head. And that's how you can avoid losing at the end of that.
Certainly didn't seem like the crowd was going to allow them to have any kind of letdown on Sunday. You could even feel it through the TV, the electricity. What about celebrity sightings? Anyone that caught your eye since you were on the court covering Sunday's game?
I never thought I would be a couple feet away from a rapper Travis Scott in the building in Iowa City. I don't know if Travis knew where Iowa was before this, but my goodness, it was so great to see just the support. I mean, he was on his feet the entire game, cheering for everyone. You could hear him yelling, "Go CC, go Gabby." It was amazing. And then, of course, Maya Moore in the house. That was Caitlin Clark's idol growing up, the Minnesota Lynx legend. That was great. Hall of Fame pitcher Nolan Ryan.
Wow.
Oh, what? Like in Iowa? Yeah, crazy. And then everyone loves Jake from State Farm. He's there. He was there, of course, on Sunday. And then, oh, I think a special one was Lynette Woodard. Caitlin had just broken her record. So to have her in the house to kind of witness her now breaking Pistol Pete's record, I think that was kind of a special full circle moment for everyone involved.
Chelsea, you're an Iowa alum. What does it mean to you to cover this incredible stretch of history for a talent that's transcendent in Caitlin Clark?
Yeah, I find myself, especially at home games, just soaking it in, like looking up in the stands and seeing how there used to be these black curtains that basically hung. They hung down to kind of block out the fact that there weren't fans behind it, you know, to make it feel like it was a little bit more intimate of a setting. You don't have that anymore. So every single home game, I just kind of look around and I just see how filled the stands are and to see just the level and interest that this team has grasped, the love that the country kind of has for them. I think that's probably the most special moment for me, is just kind of soaking in the growth, especially just when it comes to women's sports.
It is certainly a phenomenon and an excitement that has swept the country, and more to come for Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes. And you want to check out Chelsea's Twitter, because there are tons of photos and videos there from this event and from the Hawkeyes run, at Chelsea, C-H-E-L-S-I-E-T, Brown. And she's the reporter and anchor at KCRG, who was there on the court in Iowa City for Caitlin Clark's, well, another one of Caitlin Clark's record-breaking games. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes, Chelsea. This is great to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It's really cool how sports can make Iowa City the center of the universe for a year, a basketball season, a couple of basketball seasons. It's awesome the way that women's basketball is opening up to where Iowa is part of the national championship conversation, along with, say, a UConn, a South Carolina. Yeah, it's really opening up the sport. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.